1 degree and looks like lots of rain on the way. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. A trade war with America is on. U.S. President Donald Trump's long-threatened tariffs against goods from Canada are now in effect, with imports from this country now taxed at 25%. Canadian energy products will be subject to 10% import duties. In retaliation, Canada has also announced tariffs on American goods. This morning at 10:30, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will hold a press conference. It could take up to 2 years to finish the investigation into the Delta plane crash that saw a plane land upside down at Pearson Airport. The Transportation Safety Board says it's because the investigation is a Class 2, which is associated with a high level of public interest and risk to passengers. The longtime husband of country music icon Dolly Parton has died. Carl Dean died yesterday in Nashville at the age of 82. In a statement, Parton says they spent many wonderful years together. Words can't do justice to the love they shared for over 60 years. In sports, Leafs lost to the Sharks 3-2 in a shootout. Raptors take on the Magic tonight at 7. CHI weather. Today, some icy spots early this morning. Cloudy, chance of showers and a high of 6. Tonight, cloudy, rain overnight, a low near 4 degrees. Tomorrow, rain for the morning, at times heavy. Afternoon showers turning to flurries late in the evening and overnight with a high near 8. Right now, it is 1 degree. North and southbound 404 from Aurora Road to Bloomington Road. It is still shut down. That's all because of icy road conditions and multiple collisions along that stretch. South 410, south of Courtney Park, two right lanes closed off as of for construction. And then westbound on the 407 west of York Durham line, the two right lanes remain closed off. And that's all because of a collision. We had a vehicle roll over.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
You know what that sound means. Your chance to win your share of $50,000 just by listening to the next four songs that we are about to play you, the best of the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today.
Yeah, so make sure you're listening. Write down the name of the song and the artist. Each one is worth cash. And then when we close the window, if you're lucky, caller 16, you can win money. So Let's kick things off with our very first song in our Perfect Recall. It's Pink, Get the Party Started.
Flash.
That's Pink. Get the party started. The very first song of our Perfect Recall. The window is open. Make sure you're keeping track of the songs we play. They're each worth cash. And in the meantime, Gurdeep is still looking for his wallet.
Yeah, and I'm looking for you to help me keep the faith. I lost my wallet sometime between Friday night and Saturday night.
That's
I don't know,
actually a small window.
It is, but the problem is because I use Apple Pay for everything, like I wasn't actually aware I didn't have the wallet because it's rare that you actually take out your credit card to go use it, right? So I was buying stuff, bebopping and scatting all over the city. Realized Sunday morning, I'm like, oh, I don't have my wallet. When did I lose this? I've been trying to track it down. No luck. I'm starting to lose faith, but I'm asking you, have you ever lost your wallet and had it returned? Because I want to believe, Pooch.
You should believe. Apparently, when it comes to wallets being returned, roughly two-thirds of the time, it happens in Canada. So this is according to like a bunch of experiments that they've done, where a lot of people, in the end, they're just good people. They return wallets. They actually do.
All right, Donna in Mississauga, have you ever had your wallet returned?
Earlier this year, in January, I went to Walmart with my wallet, and then I wanted to use the washroom. So I went in there, and I put my wallet down on the toilet paper holder. Used the toilet, got up, came out, washed my hands, walked out with the cards, started shopping to what I needed. And when I got to the cash register, I paid with my phone.
Yes.
Yes.
I went out to the car, and when I went in, I go, where's my wallet? So I put the stuff in the car, and I backtracked back into the store, and I remembered, oh, the washroom. I went in there, it was gone. I go, oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Who came in the washroom after me? No, no. So I went to the customer service and I asked. I said, nope, nothing is here. I go, okay. This was on a Sunday. I went home. I left the information at Walmart to say, okay, fine. If they find it, they'll call me. Monday morning, they called me. I was so happy. Someone returned it.
No way.
Nice.
There's good people out there.
Nice.
And was everything?
And everything was in it. I cried all night Sunday because I'm saying, oh my God, I got to go get my driver's license, health card, everything again.
Aw, Dot, I love hearing that. Thank you for sharing that. See, Gurdeep, keep the faith.
I wish I lost it in the Walmart bathroom. I don't even know where I lost it. Thanks so much, Donna. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Yes, keep your text coming at 981-981 or give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. Let's continue with our Perfect Recall window. Here's the next song. It's Hozier, Too Sweet.
Can't be said, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend. Wake up, dark as a lake, smelling like a bonfire.
the CHFI Perfect Recall window. Two more songs coming your way before you want to be caller 16 to win your share of 50 large.
Question for you. If you were to find a wallet on the street, would you actually return it? Are you the type of person where you'd look inside, look at the address and maybe throw it in a mailbox, maybe actually drive to the address? Like, are you that person?
I'd go a step further. I'd definitely check out the wallet and look for the license, the health card, whatever, to find the address. And presumably if it's someone who lives close by, maybe they dropped it, they live in the neighborhood, I'd walk it over myself to make sure it gets in the right hands. If it's someone who lives further, then yeah, I would put it in the mailbox. But I've never actually done this. If you put a wallet in the mailbox, like no envelope, no address, whatever, like Canada Post will get it to that person?
Yeah. They'll deliver it. It's happened to my mom. Her wallet got stolen.
So
and
it just
somebody
shows
threw
up
it in
like
the, yeah.
it bare?
Yes. Just the way you left it.
Just the way nature intended.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's what I would do. And I'm looking for some help here because I lost my wallet sometime between Friday and Saturday. And I'm hoping and praying it shows up. Ray in Mississauga, has this ever happened to you?
I actually was the opposite. I found a lost wallet.
Oh! And?
So I work at a warehouse, and we have customer pickups. So I had a customer come pick up a keg. I work at the beer store. And they left, I guess, their wallet on the roof of the car. And when they drove off, it fell off. So when I found it a few hours later, before I wanted to return it, like using Canada Post, I searched a name on social media and I found a person.
No way!
Yeah, didn't live too far, so I met up with them. They tried to give me cash, but I didn't want to accept it. But I have a feeling that Gurdeep will get his wallet back.
Wow.
Ray, you're a good man, and I wish I lost it in your presence. I'd have a lot more faith that it's coming back to me. I hope. My fingers are crossed. Ray, thanks for sharing that, buddy. Appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Keep your stories coming. Your wallet return stories at 981-981.
All right, let's continue with our CHFI Perfect Recall window. Here's ABBA, Dancing Queen.
See you.
ABBA, Dancing Queen. We got one more song coming up for you in CHFI Perfect Recall. Also looking for you, your stories of losing your wallet and getting it back, because I lost my wallet and I don't have it back. I'm starting to lose faith.
I don't want you to lose faith. I don't want you to lose faith in the people, because most people are good people.
Yes, I agree with that. Jen texting in. How about this? Now, this isn't for me, but this might help you. Jen says, if you were getting your car washed at the Esso in Lindsay yesterday, you left your Amex card in the payment machine. It's waiting for you at the gas kiosk. Jen, I appreciate you. That wasn't me. I wasn't in Lindsay. But if you were listening and this was you, we'll do you a solid. Forget me.
Yeah. Okay.
If you did this in Lindsay yesterday at the Esso, got your car washed, you left your Amex card just waiting for you at the gas kiosk.
See, I love that we're doing this. We're just putting it out there that, you know, people are doing the right thing when they're supposed to do the right thing, which tells me the fact that nobody has made any purchases on your card tells me it's sitting somewhere.
Right?
Right?
Yeah. What if Coffee the Pooch has it?
You know what?
She's about to go ham.
You know, she's probably, I wouldn't put it past her, with the side eye. That's what's going on. She's a little suspicious.
She's been planning this for 7 years. We got one more song coming your way in Perfect Recall. Right now, though, let's get a check on the roads.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Franceschettos. North and southbound 404 from Aurora Road to Bloomington. Unfortunately, it's still shut down. This is all because of icy road conditions and multiple collisions on that route. So plan an alternate this morning. Some of your options are also getting quite busy and could also be icy. West 407 west of York-Durham line. Two right lanes still closed off. That's for a collision. Head down to Specsavers for their spring sale. For a limited time, get 50% off lens upgrades to create your perfect glasses. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Sabrina Carpenter is bringing her Short and Sweet tour back to Toronto.
Hi, I'm Sabrina Carpenter, and CHFI wants to send you to see her live. Listen to Rick Campanelli with Brooksy all week at 5 p.m. for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Sabrina Carpenter, the Short and Sweet Tour. Back in Toronto on November 10th and 11th. Win with 98.1 CHFI.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
You're an entrepreneur. Growth is essential for your business. At BDC, we get that. And we're here to help you stay two steps ahead. With our flexible financing and advisory services, we help you adapt, growing your business in the face of today's challenges and tomorrow's opportunities. Stepping up for entrepreneurs, we're on it. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
At the luxurious Millcroft Inn & Spa in Caledon, they're not fooling. Enjoy a no-fooling getaway for an April escape at an exceptionally low rate. Stay at Millcroft Inn & Spa and enjoy a countryside escape with fine dining, hot spring pools, and a world-class spa. Book by April 11th to take advantage of incredible savings. Valid for stays April 1st to 30th. Details at Millcroft.com.
At Cora, we know that families that agree on everything...
Obviously.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Don't exist. At least not until now. With the new Dish to Share at Cora. Get something everyone can agree on.
Finally.
Take your pick from omelets, waffles, pancakes, and meats served on a plate to share. Perfect for getting along, right?
Totally.
Yep.
On until April 6th in dining rooms, takeout, and delivery. I do breakfast at Cora Breakfast and Lunch with the new Dish to Share.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with Thompson Towers, the tallest towers in Milton, located steps from the GO station and featuring stunning designs with generous amenity spaces. Suites start from the low 500s. Visit greenpark.com and buy now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416 416- 872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this perfect recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
There's Nothing Holding Me Back by Shawn Mendes.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I want to let it take control. 'Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Holds me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. When we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
CHFI Perfect Recall window is now closed, but we do have caller 16 standing by. We're going to find out how many songs they can recall and how much money they're going to win coming up.
It's about as bad as it could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. My skin is acting weird. I wish that I could grow a beard. Then I could cover up my spots. Not play connect the dots. I just wanna disappear. Up, up, up. Can only go up from here. Up, up, up. Where the clouds gonna clear. Up, up, up.
it could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. It just ain't been my day. Nothing's coming easily. Oh, 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 oh. And up, up, up. Can only go up from here. Up, up, up. Where the clouds don't appear. Up, up. There's no way but up from here. Up, up, up. Oh, I'm going up. I'm going up. I'm going up, up, up. I'm going up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI, Perfect Recall.
We got caller 16. It's Eleni Lantos of Aurora. Eleni, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Eleni, how long have you been trying to get through?
I honestly just tried twice, which was really lucky. Whoa. For me. I've done a few radio contests before, and I've been super unlucky.
Okay. Well, we'll call this one beginner's luck then. You get through on your second try. I'm sure there's a lot of upset callers here in that one. I've been trying for weeks, and I haven't got through. Stick with it.
Oh, man.
You'll get your day.
Yeah, Eleni, so why don't we get into it? We played four songs in our Perfect Recall. What was song number one?
The first song was Pink, Get the Party Started.
Love it. What was song number two, Eleni?
Hozier, Too Sweet.
And song number three of our Perfect Recall?
ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Bring it home for us, Eleni. What was the final song of the CHFI Perfect Recall window?
We had Shawn Mendes, There's Nothing Holding Me Back.
Yes! Good job, Eleni.
$400. Come on, what you gonna do with that?
Oh, that's so perfect because I'm just leaving for a flight now, so we'll just say that that flight was free.
Wow. Oh, okay. Girl math.
I thought you were going to, that's girl math. I thought you were going to be like, I'm going to the lounge. I'm balling out.
Yes.
I'm ordering wine.
And maybe even get a lottery ticket, Eleni, because you got luck on your side.
Yep.
Eleni, where are you off to, by the way?
I'm off to Kelowna, BC.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Having a fantastic
trip. Better weather there, so.
Is it? Well, yeah, it's a low bar here. have a terrific trip. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
All right, it is 7:30 on the dot. Love when that happens. Minus one right now and rain on the way. Here's Eva.
Good morning. Get ready for higher prices at the grocery store, the mall, and more. President Donald Trump's 25% tariffs against goods from this country are now in effect. Canadian energy products will see a 10% tax. In a statement, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the U.S. actions are completely unjustified. Trudeau is set to speak this morning at 10:30. Milder temperatures are on the way for the next 2 days, but there will also be a lot of rain. The GTA is under a special weather statement beginning tonight into tomorrow morning. We could see 10 to about 20 millimeters of rain and possibly even some isolated thunderstorms tomorrow. Alanis Morissette is heading to Las Vegas this fall for her first residency. The singer will perform 8 shows at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace between October 15th and November 2nd. Tickets go on sale this Friday. In sports, Leafs lost to the Sharks 3-2 in a shootout. Raptors take on the Magic tonight at 7. CHFI weather. Today, some icy spots early this morning. Cloudy, chance of showers and a high of 6. Tonight, cloudy, rain overnight, a low near 4 degrees. Tomorrow, rain for the morning, at times heavy. Afternoon showers turning to flurries late in the evening and overnight with a high near 8. Right now, it is 1 degree. The northbound and southbound 404 still closed off as you make your way between Aurora and Bloomington Road. It's still closed in both directions right now because of icy road conditions. There are multiple collisions through that stretch. So again, you will have to plan an alternate route. Southbound on the 400 south of Langstaff and the express problems there have cleared away. And it looks like West 407 west of York Durham Line, the two right lanes are still closed, and that's all because of a collision.
So it's official. Canada will now be facing tariffs imposed by the U.S. So where do we go from here? And is it all bad? We're going to discuss it after Taylor Swift.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city. away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now. Nothing lasts forever, but this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. My one condition is, say you'll remember me. Standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just in your wildest dreams. Wildest dreams. I said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kiss, my last request it is, say you'll remember me. Standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Dressed, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix,
98.1 CHFI.
Well, it's been a moving target with changing numbers, but it is March 4th and it's here, Tariff Day. We'll have more coming up throughout the show with news, with Eva, with all the latest between this trade war between Canada and the U.S. And now it's not a future thing we're talking about. We can take away the qualifier's potential, and possibly we are here.
We're here. This is our reality. And I think maybe because we got a little bit of a heads up, we're kind of not that surprised maybe, and already starting to think about what that looks like. Obviously, if we're being realistic about what's going to happen, all we've heard is this is not good for the economy. It's not good for jobs. There's, you know, for our Canadian dollar, there's going to be so much fallout because of this. But we are positive people. I think we've never been more united as a country.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the positive? If we have to have a positive outlook, find a morsel, something.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. The overarching theme is doom and gloom, and everyone keeps using the word recession. Are we going to fall into that? But I mean, some of the positive things that you, I think you touched on one, just like regardless of political stripe, regardless of where you live in this country and how you may feel about other provinces or other cities within this country, it feels like we're all truly Canadian right now, because I have not met a single soul or heard from anyone on social media that, you know, is not feeling very like, I got to buy Canadian right now. I got to support Canadian things, Canadian business, Canadian industry, Canadian artists,
yeah,
all of that stuff. You talk about knocking down interprovincial trade barriers as well. Like if we, you know, if we're not going to be trading with the states as much because of these tariffs, hey, let's make it a lot easier to trade with BC, with Manitoba, with Atlantic Canada. Hey, let's make it easier for the medical community, for doctors to go do locums and posts in other provinces.
Yes.
Let's make it easier within Canada.
Let's make it easier to be able to send wine, you know, across provinces. I'm just saying.
Why is it always the first place your head goes to?
I'm just saying.
The wine.
There's lots of things that we can be doing. And I think that we do have maybe this reality check that we need to be less reliant on the U.S. And maybe, you know, haven't you ever been in a situation where something just seems so dire and so horrible? And then there was like a blessing in disguise. There was something else there.
Sure. As they say, one door closes and then a window opens, right?
Like, yeah.
Real quick story. So years ago in the early days of my career, I was down in Barrie for a job and I came down to job, second interview, third interview. I'm driving back and forth to Barrie. It's down to me and one other guy for this like sports anchor position. This would have been a huge step up, like, you know, good medium sized market. It was a pretty prime job, 6 o'clock, 11 o'clock news doing
this the
sports.
This was before you met me and you thought that was your dream job.
I mean, a step to a dream job. Sure. Yes. This was a good mid-step.
I got to make it about me. Yes.
Yeah.
Go on.
Obviously, all roads, wine and you. And I thought I was going to get this job. I was telling my real estate agent, start looking for properties in Barrie. Anyways, it came down to me and one other guy. The other guy got it. He's actually a good friend of mine.
How dare they?
I know, right? But the station manager there said, you know what? I really like you, though. This was a tough decision. I'm going to pass on your demo to another station, which was a much bigger station where I spent most of my career. You probably know what station I'm talking about.
Did we work there together?
We did. We did. And that wound up greasing the wheels for a year later, me to get in there. So while I was gutted, it was actually a blessing in disguise because I got a much bigger and better job and met you.
Yes. There you go. See? Again, it all comes back to me. Looking forward to opening the window at 8 o'clock. This is for CHFI Perfect Recall. We're going to play you four songs. All you got to do is remember those songs, each of them worth cash, your share of $50,000.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. We still have this ongoing closure north and southbound 404 between Aurora Road and Bloomington. It's all shut down because of icy road conditions, and there are multiple collisions through that stretch. The southbound side is quite slow from south of Davis to Aurora Road, where the closure begins. On the eastbound side of the 401, just typical volume there. Southbound side of the 410 south of Courtney Park, we've got the two right lanes closed. That's for construction. It's the spring sale at Specsavers. Drop by to get 50% off lens upgrades, but only for a limited time. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
I saw the fire in your eyes. I saw the fire when I look into your eyes. You tell me things you wanna try. I know temptation is the devil in disguise. You risk it all to feel alive. You're offering yourself to me like sacrifice. You said you did this all the time. Tell me you love.
Music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
So it's March break next week, and you know, maybe you already have plans with what you're going to do with the kids. Maybe you're going away if you're lucky enough to do that. We do not.
There should be March break for adults.
I'm
with
you.
There needs to be.
Like, or I guess that's spring break.
Yeah, but we don't get that off.
We don't, but I mean, people go, like when we were younger, you had spring break.
Yeah, we're not young. I want a break.
You want like an adult midlife break?
Yeah, everybody need the whole week. Just make it like a March break, long weekend.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, I'll take that. Why not? I have to say, my kids are off for 2 weeks.
Come on, two weeks?
I don't remember it being 2 weeks when we were growing up.
See, a Bodhitasa's a day.
Yeah.
2 weeks is obscene. That's like a winter break.
It's so long that I actually looked into like a March break camp because I was like, what am I going to do for 2 weeks with them at home? And I was so late. I started looking maybe like mid-January.
That feels like plenty of runway, no?
No. Everything was already...
Steph is shaking her head.
I didn't know.
Like, hold my beer.
I'm new at this. I did not know that.
When is someone supposed to start looking for a March break camp? Like you before when they were in the womb?
Yes. If they come out, they'll tell you when they open up, which I think is like late November, beginning of December.
That early?
If you're not on at like 8 a.m. that morning, you're not getting anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out.
Is this just like a rookie parenting mistake?
Wait, don't call me a rookie.
No, what?
Only I can call me a rookie.
I would have thought January I was fine.
Yeah, I thought so too.
This is just something you're going to take as you learn as you sort of take your licks.
It's so true. And, you know, just even like the idea of hearing the kids say like, I'm bored or like, what are we doing today? It stresses me out. And there are people who know what they're doing. There are people who are very experienced in this way. And they know like every day they've got something planned or they're going to be outdoors or they've got something on the to-do list.
Okay. Well, let's go to a veteran parent in the room. Steph, your kids are 15 and 11. What's the game plan for March break?
So 15 and 12.
Sorry.
Yeah, 12 and a half.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Going on 13.
Yeah, they're just going to stay home. Like, I'm going to leave after work. They're probably still sleeping. And then
and
they're going to
be so
home.
Happy.
Yeah, and that's what they want to do. But when they were younger, I tried setting them up in the camps and nothing really worked. I think there was 1 year that we got them in. But otherwise, I would be off. Like, I would take it off because there's nothing else that you can do. Like, I don't have family here, so that was my option. And then we'd do stuff. We'd go out on, like, day trips and I'd take them, like, downtown and we'd go to the ROM and we'd go to Science Center.
That would be so cool for them.
It's also going to be so busy everywhere.
Yes,
but you know,
it is.
Fine. Yeah. It's fine. Okay. So parents, help me out. Help other parents out. This is like parents helping other parents.
This is the parent equivalent of cramming for a test. It's the Tuesday before March break.
Like, tell me what to do. Help.
Yeah. Your kids are off for 2 weeks. You're like, hey, parents, what do I do with my kids for 2 weeks?
I should tell you a little something about how I studied back in the day. So if you have some ideas, call us 416-872-2434, 416-872-CHFI. What should parents do with their kids next week during March break?
Just begun to open up eyes and thoughts. Oh, what a moment. year.
So easy to win with Stage 5 Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to win.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Get your share of $50,000. Full details at CHFI.com.
Seeker is your ultimate streaming platform where you can listen to live radio, podcasts, sports, news, and more.
Plus, exclusive chances to win big. Right now, we're giving away a new iPad Pro, $500 in groceries, and $500 in gas.
All you have to do is download the new Seeker app. That's S-E-E-K-R on the App Store or Google Play, or just head to our website at chfi.com to enter.
Don't forget, Seeker lets you listen to CHFI wherever you are. The more you listen, the more you win.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Brien, president and CEO of Reliance Home Comfort. Did you know that over 1.3 million homeowners call on Reliance for their water heater needs? With over 140,000 five-star Google reviews and over 60 years of experience, you could say we're water heater experts. Switch to Reliance today. We'll give you up to $1,000 when you rent a new water heater, plus standard installation is included for all your hot water needs.
Call on Reliance.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dream of a brighter tomorrow with the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. Bonus prize deadline is midnight Friday. Discover incredible downtown living with a $1.6 million bonus prize. A fully furnished Toronto condo with a spacious den, generous balcony, breathtaking views, and $50,000. You're also in to win the stunning homes in Oakville and Georgian Bay. Bonus prize deadline is midnight Friday. Carry the fire. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Dibs, one of the most powerful words in vacation planning. Next to sun wings, save more, do more, that is. Why, you ask? Well, while you're asking, I'm booking. First Dibs means I just snagged that suite so fancy, it makes my Instagram filters feel unnecessary. And since I booked before March 30th, let's just say my savings account and vacation plans are equally gorgeous. That's the thing about First Dibs. Book before March 30th with your local travel advisor or at...
Now all sizes of premium roast coffee at McDonald's have a new low price starting at $1 plus tax for a small. It's great if you love great tasting coffee. $1 small premium roast coffee every single day. Must be McCafe. Plus tax at participating restaurants in Canada. Excludes delivery.
When you're moving, Pods knows that flexibility matters. Instead of a moving truck, Pods delivers a portable storage container right to your driveway. So, you can take your time loading and unloading. Between moves, you can store at a local Pods storage center. Get a quote today at pods.ca or by calling 888-939-PODS. That's 888-939-PODS. Pods Moving and Storage. Trusted with over 6 million moves.
To the rack if you come from away.
Come From Away is the global sensation the Toronto Star calls joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming. And now it's been extended one final time and must leave Toronto on May 4th. Experience the homegrown hit that will restore your faith in humanity and make you proud to be a Canadian. See Come From Away one last time. Final performance May 4th. Book at Mervish.com.
Comparing options for new windows and doors? Don't take some fancy-dancy celebrity's word for it. Nordic Windows and Doors are neighbor-approved. Yep, regular people just like you. Richard from Stony Creek purchased 11 windows and a patio door. Nordic installer Dennis was done in no time thanks to his years of experience. Nordic Windows and Doors are neighbor-approved. Make Nordic your pick. Get started at NORDIK.com.
Mom, Dad, let's talk about nuclear energy. You don't think it's a big deal, but it is. Especially for the future. My future. Nuclear power is clean, and it can keep up with increasing energy demands. Cars, buses, trains, it's all going electric. Plus, it's affordable. You gotta love that. I know it's weird hearing this from me, but I'm growing up. Oh, do you know where my laptop charger is? And my laptop? Clean, affordable, reliable. That's Ontario's nuclear advantage. Learn more at ontariosnuclearadvantage.com.
Discover more value at Loblaws. Get family-sized boneless, skinless chicken breast or thighs at $4.66 per pound. Offer ends Wednesday, March 5th. Shop now. Conditions apply. See flyer for details. Loblaws, proudly Canadian since 1919.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show on 98.1 CHFI. Pooja left March break to the last minute, and now we're asking for your help. What should she do with her kids?
Yes, and parents helping parents with ideas. I love this. Chantel writing in, kids need downtime. They don't need their whole March break plan. Maybe one special activity, then let them be bored. Let them learn to find their thing to do. So build forts in the house, let them read, play board games. Oh, great advice, Chantel.
Building forts was like peak childhood. I love that. Allison in Bolton, any advice for Pooja and other parents who maybe left March break to the last minute?
Yeah, so I agree with the camp if you can get them in. My kids daycare does a summer or March break camp.
Mm-hmm.
I do lots of fun things outside. So let's paint the snow, go tobogganing.
Oh.
And then, yeah, some day trips.
Did you say paint the snow?
Yeah, so you buy spray bottles from the dollar store, put a little bit of paint in them, mix it with water, and send them outside. They spray the backyard, and it looks like paint dirt.
Oh, okay, that's not what I thought you were insinuating. I've only painted the snow one way, and it's not a way
oh
I would recommend.
This is the kid from
Gertie. Allison, and then he wonders why I don't invite him over.
And it's expensive, but there's also Great Wolf Lodge for a couple days.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's great. Okay, nice. I like your idea. Thanks so much, Allison.
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks. Have a great day.
That's what I said. 8 o'clock, minus one. We're about to play Perfect Recall, but first, here's Eva.
Good morning. The Trump tariffs on Canadian goods are now in effect. The trade war will see 25% tariffs slapped on imports from this country. In a statement, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says President Trump's move is completely unjustified, noting fentanyl seizures at the border have dropped 97% since December. Canada will be implementing counter tariffs on items like American beer, bourbon, fruits and vegetables, and consumer products like furniture and appliances. Temperatures are on the up and rain is on the way. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for rainfall. There could be some localized flooding and pooling on